Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
This is James Avera from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath. Rock out with your geek out.
Welcome, my friends, to episode number 155 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with
George motherfucking Tripsis.
What's up, sir?
How you doing, sir?
We have a non-sir with us this evening.
What?
A non-sir?
Non-sir.
Yeah.
Non-sir.
We have the voice from the other room.
Yeah, the voice from the other room is in the room.
She's in the room this time.
I am in the house and in the room.
Welcome. What do you want to be called? Kimu? Burger? Borgir?
That's too long. No.
What do you want to be called?
I'm do Kim.
Voice from the other room.
The voice from the other room. Why not?
Otherwise known as Kim, my wife.
A.K.A.
Take my wife.
A.K.A. No.
So thanks for coming on. We have a lot of cool things we wanted to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
Dave is in here again. He is in the sick of the TRF, the Texas Renaissance Fair. So he's...
It's like all the conventions plus the outdoor weather crap pushed into one.
Yeah.
So.
He's festing it up, doing some hard work.
Getting his fest on.
Getting his Ren Fest on.
That's right.
At least it's cooler weather now, so...
Yeah.
First 2 weeks of that was like... scorcher 90 degrees plus for
now,
the first
yesterday
weeks.
It was like in the 60s, 50s. Late 50s. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I remember when it happened. It was I don't know if anyone who listens to the show knows anything about Texas. Like, it started 90 degrees in the morning,
yep,
but by 6 p.m it was 50 degrees,
dude. By like 3 p.m it was like 50 degrees
for me, because I didn't get out of work until like 6. So.
I worked downtown, and you could see the weather coming in, the coldness coming in, because the trees were like, it was like the wind and the cold was coming in. Winter was coming.
Yep.
For sure. And it came.
It's only going to be here for a few days, though, I'm sure.
Don't start that shit now.
No. Start it.
The winter came.
Winter came. That's where the snow comes from.
Oh. It's a gross snow.
It's very sticky.
It's not really snow at that point, is it?
No, it's not.
So what have you been up to, man?
We saw a couple movies. We'll get into that. Had a birthday.
You are another year older, sir.
And maybe
wiser.
Something else. Maybe wiser. Maybe.
I mean,
I don't know.
Sure.
Another year wise-asser.
Wise.
Is that a phrase?
I think that's more appropriate.
Wise-assery.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I can deal with that.
The wise-assery has just gone up another notch.
We went to a concert, which we'll get into that as well. That's pretty much it. That's all I've been doing.
Halloween's right
playing video games.
Yeah, and video games, yeah.
Halloween's coming up.
And Halloween is coming up. Do you have any plans for Halloween?
No. I saw Halloween.
Close to
Halloween.
We're not talking about Halloween.
We like Halloween.
We're talking about
Halloween, too.
Halloween.
They have a song called Halloween. Does that count?
No.
We're just going to listen to that like 24 hours straight during
Halloween.
That should
be your George Hates Metal this episode, because it's only 13 minutes long.
Oh, only 13
only.
Minutes long. Yeah. It would feel like an eternity to me, probably.
There's a whole section of the song about Charlie Brown's Halloween special.
Does it really?
It really does. The full version. It does.
About the Great Pumpkin, Charlie
About the
Brown?
Great Pumpkin, yep.
Really?
Yep.
What's the song about? About Linus waiting for forever?
Actually... yeah, that section of the song is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you got no big plans for Halloween coming
up? No,
what do you guys do?
Well,
currently, Catherine and I, we are trying to watch a horror movie for every day of the month.
Justin and his girlfriend are doing
it's
that.
It's not really working out.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. That's a big commitment.
It's a huge commitment for one, and two is like, you know, sometimes you just... not in the mood to watch a horror movie.
No.
Like, I like horror movies just as much as the next guy, but...
I can't do one every day.
I can, it's just I don't have the time.
I want to go see Halloween this weekend, though.
Is it coming out this week? It
comes out this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll let all the crowd go crazy for it.
Yeah, because people get, like, stupid during movies like that. Any type of jump scares.
Yeah.
You get the really annoying people. You'd almost have to watch it maybe early in the morning. You know, like, the 10 a.m. showing or something, not like when everybody's there.
Nothing like a Halloween movie at 10 a.m.
Hey, you know, if the weather's right.
Really ringing in the year. Ringing in the season that time.
So yesterday was my birthday as a recording. We went to the movies. And I know you've seen this movie, so we can start off with this one. We saw Bad Times at the El Real.
With cheese.
Yeah.
We like Drew Goddard.
Yes, we do.
I like Drew Goddard as well.
Whedon alum. We love
him. Hold on. Yeah. I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't. You don't know what anything I'm about to say.
I bet I can guess.
Sure you can, but please continue.
I will admit it was definitely slow. It could have been, I don't know. It felt like he was paying homage to Tarantino, but not quite as well. I still enjoyed the movie. Don't get me wrong. I did like the movie. Mm. A little predictable. There was a couple parts where I'm like, really? They went there? I don't want to spoil too much since it's such a brand new movie, but...
Is it brand new? It's been out for like 2-3 weeks now.
It's been out a week.
Is it?
I thought it was this past weekend, but I'm not sure.
You probably saw it early.
I saw it too early, I guess.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges was fucking awesome. He's always great.
But he's awesome in everything.
He is.
Yeah.
That dance Chris Hemsworth is going to be like something memed for
life. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah,
that was ridiculous.
I know. I was thinking that same thing.
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. Every you heard every single panty melt in that movie theater when he came on the screen.
Even mine did.
Yeah.
I know, but that his voice, his accent, whatever, it was just...
His American accent?
Like nails... No, it was like, it was American, but it was something. But it was like nails on the chalkboard annoying.
Because he can't do American?
You know what I thought about... So Jeff Bridges, I figured out... He talks like he has a mouth full of like...
Marbles?
Not marbles, but like chewing tobacco.
Yes, okay.
Because he probably is.
He probably does. Yeah. But in the past 10 years, that's his voice for everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, ever since he did, with the True Grit, whatever, was that the one he was in? The Western movie.
Rooster Cockburn?
Yeah.
But he was also in, what was another Western movie he was in not so long ago?
I don't know. He did the same thing in BPRD. The same thing in Tron.
That's just been kind of like his thing.
Did you notice his last name in the movie with Flynn?
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that.
My wife actually pointed that. She's like, "Oh, like Flynn's Arcade." I'm like, "Oh yeah." Where's
the arcade? Except he's a criminal and had dementia.
Yeah. Not stuck inside of a computer program.
Right.
But you never know. There could be
maybe this was a VR program in the computer program.
Maybe it could be the same universe. We don't know that. Maybe Drew Goddard would do something.
Maybe Drew Goddard is secretly trying to make a Tron 3.
He would do something like that, I'm sure.
It was like one of the rooms or something in a Cabin in the Woods or something. One of the scenarios in Cabin in the Woods. I mean, it had Hemsworth as well, who was also in Cabin in the Woods. So
that's true.
So my opinion of it, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was okay. It wasn't the best movie.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of was what I expected it to be. I wish it was better. Yeah, it's not quite to the level of the Tarantino, what he can do. Some of the dialogue was pretty bad.
It was okay.
The Chris Hemsworth stuff was not great.
It was all right.
Yeah. I couldn't... The whole cultish thing, it just sort of came out of nowhere for me. I was like,
it was
kind of
like, I guess...
It made sense for the time.
A loose Manson cult type thing.
It's very
you know?
Charles Manson kind of deal.
I did enjoy the music in the movie a lot and the aesthetic of it. Everything looked really cool.
Sure.
I liked it.
So my turn? No?
Sure.
Yeah. So I think this movie is a good movie. I don't think it's a great movie. I think it's 2/3 of a great movie.
Mm.
Wow, we can actually agree on something finally.
Yeah, I don't think it's slow at all, to be honest with you. I think it's paced perfectly until the very end. I think at the very end is where it kind of like, once everybody gets together and we're no longer telling side stories, is where the movie loses traction and gets kind of stale. Because you're like, all right, so where the fuck are we going with this? And just that moment where you think, oh man, Drew Goddard is going to pull the rug from underneath us and we're just going to see something we totally don't expect.
Yeah.
He never does.
Right.
And in that regard, I think that's kind of a shame because he tried too hard to make a Tarantino movie and not a Drew Goddard movie.
It was totally like a Four Rooms, you know, it's like, oh, I love that. I need to do that.
Right.
Yeah. You haven't seen,
I haven't seen Hateful Eight.
It's very much in that style.
It's Reservoir Dogs, Hateful Eight. And, you know, and a couple of other movies mixed in together.
Sings sort of, he shows the same scenes but from different points of view, that type of thing.
I just don't think it was creepy enough. Like, he should have made the hotel an actual character because it was an interesting idea of a hotel. Right. I don't even know if it's real or not. It probably is.
I don't know. It's a good question.
But if it's not, they could have made it more of a character.
And if it's a real hotel, they're really going to be banking now.
Like, so much of the movie is hinged on that, what you're going to show at the end. And it doesn't really deliver. Where so much on the front end, he promises a lot and doesn't really give you anything in the end. And that was my biggest beef about the movie, really. I wanted it to be better. I wanted more Cabin of the Woods-like storytelling at the end of the movie, which I didn't get. And
the weird happy ending for some of the characters.
You could tell like he's really, really competent in his direction and in his camera movements. And he has a really good sense of style and
there
action.
Are some really interesting shots, like the very first shot of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was just a pulled back shot. And they never really zoomed in until the guy came up close to the camera.
Sure,
I was like, that was really cool.
You know who that was, right?
Who?
It was I swear, and I think IMDb confirmed it's Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah, the guy
in the credits.
In the room. Yeah,
I didn't see that
because I was like, that looks totally like him. And then I said confirmed that too with
when
IMDb.
When I saw him, I was like, man, that guy looks like Nick Offerman.
Yes,
and then like I waited in the credits just to make sure it was him, and it totally was him. I like that because I thought it was a good introduction to what the hotel means. Like, oh, there's all kinds of secrets in this hotel.
Right.
And then we get that back room sequence. I'm like, oh, man, we're going to get even more crazy secrets. And then, like, you find out who John Hamm's character is. And then, like, they never really deliver on why he's there. And I think if they would have, like, thread the needle with that a little bit more with the end.
Do you think this movie is related to Clue?
No. It probably wishes it was.
Because they both work for Hoover.
Right.
Okay.
That was one of the
Well, that was the thing back in the day. You know, right.
There are three different endings to this movie. We only saw one.
That would be hilarious if there are three different endings to this movie. But anyway, I liked it. I think it's really well. I just wish Drew would have made more of a Drew Goddard movie.
Would you watch it again?
I definitely...
Would you own it?
Maybe on a Black Friday sale? Okay. I'd probably buy it.
Yeah. $10 or something like that.
For I definitely want to rewatch it again because I feel like there are some things that I missed. Or maybe like when I watched it, I felt a certain way and I had certain expectations and didn't get those expectations. So maybe with a second watch, I would have a more positive feeling toward this movie.
I thought John Hamm was really good. He's really
charismatic. John Hamm's always good in his movie. I think everybody was really good. Even the bellhop kid. I think he was probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in something else and I just can't pinpoint where I've seen him before.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
the singer girl was really good. She was
my least favorite character.
She had a great voice.
Did she though?
She did.
Did she?
She did though.
It was all right.
She did.
Like it wasn't
better than I can do. So hey,
sure. I mean, but I don't know. It was all right.
But Dakota Johnson, I kind of wanted to not like her because I don't like the. What are those?
The 50 Shades of
whatever.
Oh, that was the sister, but, right?
Yeah. Well, she was the girl with the shotgun. You know. Yeah. But I thought she did a good job.
Yeah, she was.
I just goes to show maybe just
she the 50 was
Shades
short-lived.
Wasn't necessarily the acting issue. It was more of everything else: writing, directing, yada yada.
Right.
Sure.
It didn't. I mean, it was a little for me. It was a little slow paced, but it didn't feel like it was a short. It didn't feel like a long movie. You know what I mean?
I don't feel like it was slow. I think it paced itself right. Like I said, right up until the end where everything met, and you're like, all right, where are we going from here? And it kind of ended with a fist fight.
Yeah, it didn't have a satisfying payout.
No, I mean, it really was
quiet. There weren't a lot of like,
especially with all the
Did y'all see this late at night and stuff? Or
like 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
that's when I saw it. It was around that time.
Tired a few times.
It's a 2-hour movie. It's not a short movie.
No.
Not any short to the imagination. But like I said, I think if you like John Hamm, if you like Jeff Bridges, if you like Tarantino like movies, this is definitely.
If you like Drew Goddard.
Sure.
If you know who Drew Goddard is, then you like him.
But if you expecting to see like something like Cabin in the Woods, I think you'll be highly disappointed. Yeah. Because that's what I was really excited about. Like, this is a guy who did Cabin in the Woods and then produced season 1 of Daredevil, which are two things I really like. And
there's no hallway fight scene.
Well, we get close to something.
Close to one, but
yeah. Not really.
They should have gone to that back hallway.
Well, that's what I was hoping. It was like re-thread the needle back in the end. It never meant anything. That was my biggest deal. None of that stuff.
A lot of stuff was open.
The catalyst of the story didn't mean anything.
Like who was the management? Who was behind the hotel and all
like,
that kind of stuff?
There's a lot of like we're getting into spoiler territory a little bit, but there's a lot of like loopholes or like plot holes that could have been teased at or at least given more information to give a more satisfying end. Yep. Like if they would have brought in the Soviets or something like that, like the Soviets were technically management, and if they would have kind of like hinted to what was on the film, would have been better instead
or who
of
who was on the film.
Or
it was Pulp Fiction's briefcase.
Yeah, the briefcase.
Yeah, the briefcase. Thing, which was annoying. Everybody knows what the thing in the briefcase is in Pulp Fiction, but
wait, I don't know what it is.
It's souls, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
You haven't heard that theory before? That what's his face? What was the...
the wolf?
No, not the wolf.
Marcellus?
Marcellus Wallace.
Okay.
Technically, he's Satan, and he has the bandaid on the back of his head. Even though this is not true in the story, it's just so all happenstance. But they used it as a part of this theory that he's using the bandaid to cover the 666 symbol, and that...
I've never heard this
Jules
theory before.
And
Vincent.
Vincent, they are basically
archangels
for Satan. Yeah. For Satan.
Hail
they're
Satan.
Loki and
they're basically harboring souls to the devil.
It's Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
No, you said it wrong.
From Dogma. Matt Damon.
So you haven't heard this theory? It's
no, I've never
theory.
Heard that
yeah,
theory.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I just watched that movie. Maybe 3 or 4 months ago, again, and it's like, oh, it came on TV. I'm like, all right, I'm in. Watch
the
whole thing.
It's a good movie. It's a great movie. It was the movie that exposed me to indie filmmaking during that early 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember being obsessed about that movie when I was a kid.
I made money off that movie.
I downloaded the script off of like some crappy website and read it with my friends. We had like movie watch parties
where
we read off the script and stuff. Stupid.
Aw, that's kind of neat, though.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
In a geeky way. Good geek.
We were super nerds about Tarantino. And then that's how you figure out about Reservoir Dogs, and you go back Reservoir Dogs. And
sorry for any background noise in this episode.
It's all right.
It's okay. So something I did rent on Friday, which I didn't get to go see in the theater, which we talked about possibly doing. We went and saw we saw it here at my house. We rented it. Heavy Trip.
Yeah, because you didn't want to go to
VOD.
The movie theater with me.
Well, it wasn't that. It was couldn't get there in time from work.
Sure,
and all that.
Yeah, man. You couldn't,
especially when it's coming on deep VOD like 2 days later.
Who cares? It's not a scene in a movie theater. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Whatever. but anyways, we watched it.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty damn funny.
It's a Norwegian movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And it is in Norwegian. It's not in English.
No, they're finished. They're a Finnish band, and they're trying to get to Norway to play this festival.
There you go.
So that's the...
Norway.
That's the...
and they're corpse grindcore death metal band.
Christ-ripping something. But the music that the band plays is very Finnish, mellow death type stuff.
Sure. And it's like, a road trip. It's a road trip movie.
Part of it, yes.
Oh,
part
so it. It's not a whole thing's not a road trip.
No, not the whole thing.
Okay.
There's
romantic
definitely
comedy. It looked like parts were romantic comedy.
There's some
there.
Of that. Yeah. There's some of that mistaken identity stuff that you see in like sitcoms from the 70s. There's a lot of stuff going on, but it worked. It was funny.
It looked funny. It looked really good. It got good reviews.
I would actually
check it out when I get a chance.
I would actually buy that for my collection and support the guys, you know, because
I think you can only get it on DVD.
Well, whatever.
Yeah,
I'd still make a purchase of it if it is available. Because I mean,
it's available on Amazon, I believe.
To purchase or
yeah to purchase
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah
I didn't know that.
Oh, physical media.
Yeah, physical media.
Okay,
like, I think it's only available on DVD though.
That's okay.
Most likely,
I want them to know that I want more movies like this. I want more heavy metal based movies.
Like Deathgasm.
Yes.
I need to rewatch Deathgasm. We need to have a Deathgasm rewatch.
It's been a while since I watched it.
It's
been
a couple of years.
Let's do a Metal Geeks. We can watch that and the Monster Squad, right?
that I let you borrow like almost 6 months ago.
2 years ago, it feels like.
It feels like it.
I haven't watched it yet, but yeah, I need to. I got to come up with a list of some of the horror movies I do want to watch this year, because there are some.
Okay.
Halloween
is one of the new Halloween.
I do want to see the new Halloween.
Yeah. How do you feel that they're ignoring all, like, all the sequels?
It's direct sequel to 2, isn't it?
A direct sequel to 1.
Oh, really?
Pretending 2 never happened.
Okay.
Yeah, which is sad because 2 is, everyone says 2 is the better one. I think it's okay.
And they're ignoring the Rob Zombie ones, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, those are like another alternate universe or something.
Isn't this movie written by, what's the comedian?
Eastbound and Down crew.
Yeah, I can't think of his name now.
Me neither. I'm drawing a blank. But yes, those people.
The voice from the other room just showed me a screen for Lords of Chaos coming out soon. Hopefully they do the book justice. I've read the book, and the book is really interesting. Lords of Chaos. It's basically the history of, like, Swedish death metal, black metal.
Oh, but they're not making it into, like, a death metal type movie. It's about, like, the people, like,
yes, it's
lighting
about
the churches on fire and shit like that.
Yeah, Euronymous and
I've heard about
people
this movie
from Guys from Mayhem. Yeah,
it played at Fantastic Fest recently.
Okay,
yeah,
it's really close to being out then, right?
I don't know. I think it's probably looking for distribution. Probably.
Okay,
it's at 2018, but yeah, it doesn't really say any more than that. But
the book is very interesting if you don't know a lot about that era, that genre of metal.
Yeah, so they're not going to be playing, well, they might be playing heavy metal music in
probably.
It, but it's not like about the music. It's about the shitty things that they did.
The book is, it's sort of a history book, but
yeah.
But will they have the
I don't know how the movie is going to be yet. I don't know if it's going to be fictionalized at all.
I hear it's like
be.
A document, like a fake documentary style is what I heard, but
okay.
I could be confusing it.
Because then is a Culkin or somebody Culkin?
Yeah, one of the Culkins is actually Euronymous. Yeah.
Euronymous?
Yes.
Rory Culkin?
It's,
the younger...
Is it maybe Rory?
Rory Culkin? There's three Culkins, right?
Yeah, it's Rory.
Yeah.
Mackenzie, whatever his
name
is.
Macaulay. And Rory, and then there's another one.
And somebody named Emery Cohen's going to be Varg, so that'll be interesting.
Varg.
Yeah.
Right? Who was the guy, who was the Culkin from...
Macaulay is the main one.
No, I know him.
Yeah.
Home Alone kid?
Not the Home Alone kid, but from Scott Pilgrim.
That's Rory.
That was Rory? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was also in that TV show recently about the crazy cult group in Plano, Texas.
Oh, by the way. Okay, Waco.
Waco, yes, thank you.
Oh, okay.
That was also Rory Culkin.
Was he Koresh or...?
No, he was like,
no, I think someone
like
else more known was actually Koresh.
In love with a girl or
okay.
something.
I never got to see that.
It was all right.
Was it a TV movie?
It was a mini series,
yeah. Something we need to watch because, okay, I watched that.
I mean, I would truthfully like to see Heavy Trip again.
Yeah.
Make a night out of it. It's a funny movie.
Yeah. Well, they only showed it for one night, Carrie, so I can't go see it in the theater again.
Well, it's on Vudu.
Yeah, but then that means
Ooh.
I have to play it on Vudu.
Another cool thing, well, for me, one of the Skarsgård brothers is going to be in the Lords of Chaos playing Faust. Well, his name is Valter, V-A-L-T-E-R. Not, I guess he's
the Valter Skarsgård?
There's so many Skarsgårds.
How many Skarsgårds are there?
I guess
million.
About six or seven. I'm not quite sure.
They make up all of Sweden.
Apparently. That's like...
all the actors from Sweden.
All the actors are Skarsgårds.
Skarsgårds, yes.
I'm just excited because they got Hellhammer and stuff like that.
I like Swithgard better, but...
Swithgard, yes.
Swithgard, Skarsgård. That's hard to say.
Skarsgård.
Say that 5 times fast. That's not easy to do. Can't even say it 1 time fast. But yeah, cool. I might actually have to pick up that DVD for that movie.
Yeah.
Support those guys.
It looked good. It looked funny, and I heard good things about it. When I saw the trailer for it, when I went to go see a foreign movie at Alamo, they showed that before it, and I was like, oh, Carrie might like this.
Yeah. You mentioned it on the show last year. I'm like, oh, yeah. I did see another movie over the weekend. I watched Skyscraper through...
The Rock movie. The Rock's Die Hard.
Dwayne. Definitely. one of the extended deleted scenes,
uh-huh.
direct reference to Die Hard.
Is he like crawling through a pipe?
No, he just
oh,
he mentioned he says
work
something.
In a skyscraper. It would be fun. He didn't do that.
No, he didn't. He didn't do it that way. I don't.
A lot of laughs.
Yeah,
come on.
It's gonna be fun. It was an okay movie. It's exactly what you expect it to be. Stupid action movie with The Rock.
It's terrible.
It's not terrible. It's not good, though.
I heard it was terrible. Oh. So I haven't watched it. I'll wait for it on HBO. I'm sure it'll be on there eventually.
You know, we pay like 80 cents for the rental. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So you got your money's worth.
Got my
money's worth. You were entertained for 81 cents.
I mean, I enjoyed Jumanji when I thought it was going to be shitty. So
yeah,
there's
Jumanji was good.
Like, I watched it for free, but
yeah,
it was still enjoyable.
So we got that. We're doing. I got her to do the A-list now. So any movie you want to go see? It's,
oh, the AMC A-list.
Yeah, the AMC
A-list.
I don't have an AMC near me. So
I was about to say, if it was one near you,
for me.
No, not for you, but the two nearest locations for me are both AMC, so,
and they're very close to our house,
very
so
close.
it's beneficial for us at least.
That's cool. I mean, it sounds like a good deal. I'm waiting for Alamo to release their subscriber.
Are they going
to
do that?
They're piloting in New York right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So whenever they decide, it's
whenever they open the
Sugarland
Alamo Draft House in Sugarland, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, well, like, they're going to have, like, exclusive events, so I'll probably
right.
be going to that one as well whenever it opens.
When is that supposed to open? Do we know?
Sometime this year, next year, some year. One of
this
those
decade,
years.
Maybe.
Oh, right.
We
yes.
had, soon.
We have 2 years
apparently,
left.
They built it already. They're just,
oh, really?
I think so, from what I understand.
I drive by there every once in a while, but I don't see it.
It's in the old probably, Imperial building.
Right, the Imperial Sugar building, yeah. Hence Sugarland.
Bum, bum, bum.
No, really? That's why it's called Sugarland?
Did that just blow your mind?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was all, like, cocaine.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, you seen anything else?
I don't think I've seen any other movies.
No more movies, huh?
Just been playing video games.
Yeah.
Didn't you see Venom?
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to get into that now?
I mean, you might as well. We were talking about movies.
All right, let's talk about Venom. I forgot about that movie already. We mentioned
it's
we're going to talk about it.
Forgettable.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Sure.
It may be a little forgettable, but okay. So here's what I'm going to start off by saying. I know you haven't seen it. Kim has seen it.
I know all the spoilers. So
okay.
There's nothing you cannot. Spoil
I'm not
going
to spoil anything because there's really nothing to really spoil. But it's.
Did you like it?
I had a good time. Yes.
You're terrible.
No, I'm not. Go with me here. It's. Not a good modern superhero style movie, but it's a good 90s style superhero movie.
So, you know, the guy who produces, his name is Avi Arad.
Yes.
This is the same guy who produced Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
He also produced all the X-Men movies in the
he's been
late 90s, early 2000s.
Avi Arad has been around since the 90s. He used to do the X-Men cartoon series. He's done a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He's been with Marvel for a long time.
He also did the Fantastic Four movies, which...
He's the non-Kevin Feige.
Right. So everyone says that it has his fingerprint all over it.
Yeah.
Whichever... I don't know. What are you... Ruben Fleischer?
Yeah. So it's directed... She's showing... It's directed by Ruben Fleischer, guy who did Zombieland.
Right, but no one cares about Ruben Fleischer because he only made one good thing.
There was another movie he did.
Yeah, that 30 minutes or less.
Didn't he do... he did a gangster movie, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did that Gangland movie, which was terrible.
Is that what it was called? Is that the one with...
Movie or TV show?
No,
series.
It was a movie.
It was a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was called Gangland.
Was it? I don't remember calling me... It wasn't Gangland.
Or Gangster,
was it?
Gangster Squad.
Gangster Squad, that was it.
But he did Zombieland.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Zombieland ain't that great, guys. Come on.
I like Zombieland.
It was fun.
It's okay at best.
So
there's good parts in it.
That's pretty much what Venom is like. Venom, I had fun with it. It's decent. It's a good popcorn movie. Is it as good as any of the Marvel stuff? No. Is it as good as any of the bad Marvel movies? No. But I still had a great time
That's
watching
rough.
It.
What's the worst Marvel movie in your mind?
Iron Man 2.
I actually enjoy Iron Man 2.
Or maybe 3 is
probably
not great. 3
is probably the worst one.
2, yeah, 2 is okay. That's the one where they were in the... Hold on.
Oh, what is that? My little bit about it.
Mike Nathan.
So 3 is the one where they're... No, 2 is the one where they're the World's Fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Iron Man?
Okay, I did like that one because it was very much like...
Flash Dude.
Yeah, but then it had... Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of the Whiplash character, no. the way they did him, but yeah.
I liked it.
I think it's just the actor I'm just not a big fan of, which I kind of...
He was okay, but...
What the hell's his name?
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke. What's wrong with Mickey Rourke? It's Marble Man.
That's true. What was 3 about?
That was the... what's his name? Who's supposed to pretend to be the one guy, but...
I know Guy Pearce was in it.
He was pretending
and
to be
it was
the
a Christmas movie because Shane Black wrote it and directed it.
Yeah.
He loses all his Iron Man suits and he has to basically be Iron Man without the Iron Man suit. That's basically all I remember about that movie.
And he met that little kid in the middle.
Well, yeah, because there's always a kid in the show.
And the kid is supposed to be...
And Ben Kingsley's in it.
The kid's supposed to...
Oh, yeah, he played the...
Oh, the Mandarin. That's
the
right.
The Mandarin. But
the Mandarin in quotation marks.
Yeah, the quotation Mandarin.
Although, if you watch the one shot that came, that supposedly takes place right after the movie, he really is the real Mandarin.
Right.
He was like a double fake out.
Yep. I remember
what?
That.
No.
The kid in that movie is supposed to be somebody. I can't remember who it is.
Be somebody.
Like...
Supposed to be Spider-Man.
Like Peter Parker, maybe, or something like that?
No, that was an Iron Man 2. There's a kid in Iron Man 2 wearing an Iron Man mask.
Okay.
Oh.
And that was confirmed.
Okay. That's what I was thinking
for
of.
For last Spider-Man Homecoming when that was coming out.
Yeah.
Because the timeline worked out.
Okay. Sure.
And he was a big fan of Iron Man.
So what's your worst Marvel movie?
Oh, man. That's a tough question.
Fantastic Four?
No. We're talking about MCU.
MCU, yeah.
Oh, MCU. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah, everyone's going to... I would say Fan4Stick if we're going to go that far.
The what?
Fan4Stick.
What is that?
The Josh Trank reboot.
Fan4Stick?
Yeah.
Nah. I saw that.
I saw parts of it and turned it off.
It was bad.
It was terrible. It was boring. It was the worst part about it. It wasn't even funny bad.
No.
Worst MCU movie? Man, that is a tough one. It's probably going to be either Thor 2.
Dark World?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
Dark World's okay. I mean, it's not my favorite.
Man, I really think that's the worst one out of all of them. It's either that or Age of Ultron. One of those two.
I still like Age of Ultron, but I can admit it could be a lot better. They dropped the ball a lot there.
Man, it's
Marvel dropped the ball.
It's right next to Dark World, like Thor Dark World.
Dark World had a doctor in it though.
Speaking of,
a
we'll get. I wanted something I want to talk to you about.
The baddie was the ninth doctor from Doctor Who. Christopher Eccleston.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, he was an elf.
Destro.
Like, he was a elf makeup, so.
It's also Destro from
the
G.I. Joe movies.
I thought that was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Old
that's
Matt.
Cobra Commander.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
I got the two confused. Sorry.
Some G.I. Joe fan you are.
Yeah. Those movies weren't great to begin with. Let's
no.
just be fair.
But were you not a fan of the cartoon series and the comics and stuff like that?
I didn't watch it very much.
Okay.
Pork chop sandwiches?
I've never even seen the movie. The animated movie? Everyone says I should watch it, but I've never seen it.
Well, I forget you're much younger than me, so.
I'm not that much younger.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years-ish.
That's enough of a difference.
Now, but...
That's a big enough of a difference to not be a fan of the G.I. Joe growing up.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because you weren't in that era from
Ninja Turtles was my game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ninja Turtles, Transformers.
Yeah.
I like Transformers a lot.
Yeah.
I'm actually sort of excited for Bumblebee because
I hear good
Soundwave is in it.
And Optimus Prime. Have like the 80s retro look.
It's all the G1 stuff. I'm like, all right, I can be down for that.
And it takes place in the 80s.
Yep.
Eventually, we're going to get 80s'd out.
Then they're going to go to 90s.
No, we're getting that, too.
And Captain
that's
Marvel.
That's true, they are.
We're going to get nostalgia out, I think, eventually.
Yeah, because you know, if you think about it, the 80s is now 30-plus years ago.
Yeah.
The 90s is 20-something years ago. It's like, fuck.
He's like, you know what's cooler than the 80s? The 90s. And then what's going to be cooler than the 90s?
The
2000s.
The 2000s, yeah. That's
Y2K.
Y2K craze.
Yeah.
But anyway... That actually fits in right with Venom, because that's where that movie should have came out.
From the 90s.
90s or early 2000s.
You know what it felt like to me? It felt like Spawn.
I've heard that before.
Have you?
McFarlane.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, in a way. Okay, so I like the way they made the character, but Eddie Brock, what's his name?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. His... his accent was way over the top and annoying.
I hear he's the best thing about
that. He is. He's, yeah.
He's the only reason why that movie's palatable.
No, I agree on that. He knew making this movie that he was having fun, and it was supposed to be a fun movie.
Like, there's a scene where he jumps into a lobster tank.
Yes.
Apparently that wasn't scripted, and that's something he just wanted to do on set because he thought it would be funny.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Maybe he should just write the next Venom movie.
Maybe. Because
they are going to make a sequel. He should just make it himself.
Can they get rid of the girlfriend or whatever she is? Because I'm sorry, I did Michelle Williams, the character. I didn't believe that they were a couple. I'm sorry.
She got fucked over on that.
On what?
That one movie that Ridley Scott did.
Oh, that the one with
Mark Wahlberg and All the Money in the World, I think is what it's called.
Oh, yeah. They had to replace, what's his name?
Yeah.
Spacey
guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And,
she got fucked over on that deal, so she had to pick up a movie real quick to fucking get that payday.
So Venom was it?
I applaud her for getting that paycheck. Get that money, girl.
I guess so.
And I hear they wasted Avi Arad guy.
Wasted him. I think so.
He was in Rogue One.
Not Avi Arad.
The baddie.
What's his name?
Riz
Ahmed. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
From Rogue One?
Yeah, he's in other things, but yes.
That's where I know him from.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think, yeah.
It was a little predictable the way where they went was that...
Did you wait for the post-credits?
I did. I saw the post-credits.
Yeah, so Woody Harrelson with the worst wake ever.
It's going to be Carnage.
Oh, they led you no way to not know that it was Carnage. Because he shoehorns it in.
He does. I can't think of a Carnage as the character name, and it's on the tip of my tongue. I just can't pull it out.
Redhead serial killer guy.
Yeah, it's not Carrot Top. That'd be funny if it was Carrot Top.
They should have got Carrot Top.
I know they should have got Carrot Top to play that part.
God, that would have been perfect. It would have gone right along with the joke of this movie.
If they made a Carnage movie with Carrot Top. Take my fucking money now. I'm sorry.
Hell no.
At least, I mean, he's only going to be in it for a few minutes. The rest of it's going to be a CGI bodysuit.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder how many symbiotes are going to really do.
Well, they're trying to go for that whole, like, Venom corpse thing. What is that comic called?
Oh, Cletus Cassidy was
Cletus
his name?
Cletus Cassidy, there you go.
Cletus?
Such a horrible name.
Cletus is such a comic book name because it has alliteration.
Yeah, well.
There was a couple of alliterative names in El Royale, and they made a comment about it.
Who?
I don't remember. Father Flynn. He's like, oh, such an alliterative name.
Oh, was that a?
I think
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth said it.
Yeah.
Said it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not his real name, but he said that probably.
Yeah. So, I mean, Venom's okay.
Terrible.
No, it's not terrible. Don't put words in my fucking mouth.
I'm just being honest for you.
You haven't seen it, so
I don't need to see it. I've seen all the good bits.
Well, when you do see it, when it comes on HBO, we'll talk about it again. I know you will, but
I'll wait till you buy it. And I'll borrow it from you.
Are you buying it?
I don't know if I'm going to buy that one.
Oh wow, you buy everything.
Not everything.
I don't know. Pretty much every movie you see, you purchase.
No, that's more you, but.
No.
The good to decent ones.
I'm very selective with the movies I buy. Every movie I own is a good movie in some capacity.
Okay.
And Venom does not fit in that repertoire. Does not belong on my shelf.
Okay. But I guess, do you have anything to say about Venom? Since you're the only one in the room that's seen it.
What did you think of Venom?
Well, like I said earlier, I just didn't believe that Michelle Williams' character was actually had a relationship with, you know, Tom Hardy's characters.
And how he's the worst journalist in the world.
Well,
it was very
predictable.
Yeah.
Also, how does Venom know how to do those things? Like the Spider-Man type things without being attached to Spider-Man?
That's a good point. Because in the comic book, and even in the movie, the Spider-Man 3 movie,
right,
the Venom symbiote was attached to Peter Parker, so he was Spider-Man first.
Right, and that's where he learns how to move and act, and he becomes crazy about having that kind of power.
Yeah. and shooting web style stuff.
Do they shoot webs in this? I think it's just like the tentacle-y thing.
Tentacly stuff, but he shoots it, you know, he swings around like in the cartoon.
CG looks
the comic
bad
and stuff
in this too, by the way. Like, on all the trailers, the CG looks terrible.
It was dark. It was a very dark movie.
It's just a black goo, so...
Yeah.
They should have made him look more bluish.
It's a goop.
Gross.
You know, like...
Yeah, but they didn't put the... spider.
No, there was no spider symbol on him, yeah.
Thank God for that.
It wouldn't have made sense. It couldn't have done that.
You could tell that they definitely filmed this for an R-rated movie, though.
Yeah, and they cut it down to PG-13.
Which was probably the smartest thing they did, money-wise, because they definitely made a lot of money with teenagers going to go see this movie. Teenagers love this movie, probably. Which is sad.
Like I said, it's a fun movie. It's not great. It's not good.
Was there any connection to Spider-Man? Does Spider-Man ever mention?
No.
Like,
no connection to anything in the Marvel universe.
About, hey, man, I used to work in New York and I got fired because of Peter Parker.
No, nothing like that.
So how? Also, Peter Parker is like 18, maybe at most. Let's be realist because he's still in high school.
Yeah.
So he's probably like 16, 17. Eddie Brock's like 30 in Venom.
Yeah.
How the fuck did them two cross paths?
They didn't.
They don't.
They don't yet.
In this universe, they won't.
They might. I don't know.
How?
I don't know.
It's impossible. Unless this Venom movie's taking place in the future and they, you know, they backtrack it later.
Maybe. Don't blow your mind on it.
I'm not. I'm just saying that's the only way it could work, that this Venom movie takes place in the future. In the far, far future.
Well, maybe Peter Parker gets a job at the Daily Bugle right away. And
all right. He's like an intern.
Speaking
or
of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
DLC for the game is coming out next week.
I finally beat that game.
How are you, 100%?
I'm close. I'm like at 97 or 96%.
You beat it?
Yeah.
But did you finish the game?
For the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Old joke. Bad old
bad
joke.
Bad joke.
Never mind. Don't look at me like that. So how far, what percentage are you?
I think 95 or 96%, something
okay.
like that.
Much further than me. I need to go back and try to get everything.
I'm doing all the research tokens now and the little crime stuff that pops up every now and again.
Okay. If it wasn't for another game that came out, I'd probably be still on Spider-Man.
You would.
I'm going to buy the DLC for Spider-Man,
yeah,
but I'm going to probably wait.
Yeah.
Because they're probably going to come out with like a collector's pack or something like that.
You're probably right. Yeah.
And I don't want to keep paying $20 for new DLC.
Well, I think the DLC pack is $23.99. It's going to come with all three.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. So the first one comes out next week, which is the Black Cat one. And apparently it's not just like story missions. There's more everything.
You get three suits.
Three new suits.
There's a story mission.
Story missions, but there's also new things going around.
I want them to open more of the map is what I want.
I don't know about that. But there is new crimes and stuff going on. There's new everything. They just didn't create.
I might just end up buying it now that you told me that it has all three.
Yeah.
Do they know when the next two are gonna come out?
One each month.
Oh.
October, November, then December.
Oh, perfect.
So
it's just probably wait. I mean, it's not gonna hurt, right?
No.
I can always just buy it again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really waiting on Red Dead Redemption 2 right now.
That comes out just today.
I think that comes
articles,
out Friday.
Next Friday.
Next
week, yeah. They said there's like 60 hours of gameplay in that game.
Yeah, just story.
Just story.
Oh, like the main story.
Yeah, just the main campaign. That doesn't include the side missions and
that feels
all
like,
the online shit you can do.
That feels like the game I'm playing right now. So I'm playing through Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Mm. Holy crap, dude.
You're getting your ass handed to you, too.
I'm in a difficult part of the game. Like, it's very RPG style in your progression, with your character progression, and, you know, you get points for doing certain things, and there's a skill tree. It's so different than the Assassin's Creed game that I remember. And if it didn't have Assassin's Creed in the title, I wouldn't really think it's an Assassin's Creed game.
They probably shouldn't have called it Assassin's Creed, but they probably used the Assassin's Creed to make more money.
Well, they're using the same engine. They're using the same style gameplay, but I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
You asked me about the futuristic part, the modern stuff. I'm 10 hours into the game, and I've only seen like a minute and a half of it. That's all there was so far.
Which is like, here, put the headset on and start your mission.
Pretty much.
Well, they still have the Animus.
Yeah, in the Animus, yeah.
I mean, that just kind of, I was just like, I don't care about that part. Just, I want to stay in this world, you know?
It's I like the setting of this game, the era. It's your
Ancient Greece.
Ancient Greece is huge. I showed you the map earlier. Like,
it's all of Greece.
It's all of Greece. It really is.
Yeah.
They brought back the, from 4, all the ship battle stuff. And, well, I enjoyed that stuff. The piratey stuff.
The boat stuff.
It's just a lot of fun.
It looks and cool. I'm buying it. I technically have to. It's, you know, part
yeah.
of my,
you have
my
to.
Your heritage.
Yeah.
Like they said something in the game. What was that word?
Malakas.
Malakas. They say that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like,
my mom
oh.
calls me that all the time.
Oh, that's not fun.
No, it's all right. I mean, it's not that bad. It's not like a terrible curse word.
I got to say, I am really addicted to this game. I watched a bunch of like really in-depth like reviews on it.
Mm.
This is one website that we watch on YouTube. They really gets into like the details of if you should wait for it, buy it now, buy a discount, that type of thing.
Sure.
And it's like 15-20 minute reviews on games. No bullshit reviews, everything. And it was some of the stuff he was showing, I'm like, I really want to play this game.
Right on.
So,
and you haven't played one in quite a while.
I haven't.
What, Black Flag's the last one? You did not finish it?
Yeah, I never finished it, but I was trying to take advantage of my Best Buy discount before it goes away.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a good one to play in 80 plus hours minimum of gameplay.
You're going to be playing it for the next 5 years.
That'll get my money's worth. I'll be okay with that. But I probably will pick up Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of Red Dead 1 when that came out on PS2.
Right.
Was that on PS2 or 3? I can't remember.
No, it's PlayStation 3, I think.
I don't remember. It was in between platforms, probably. Like, it came out in between platforms.
Maybe they came out on 2 first and they re-released it on 3?
That's possible.
Are you looking it up? Voice in the other room, who's actually in the room?
Voice in this room. Trying
voice
to.
In this room.
But I really liked it. The story was awesome. The gameplay was awesome. I loved being able to just be all cowboy and out in the mountains.
Reminds me of Odyssey as well. The traversal, you can actually ride horses in the game. And you hold down the A button to follow the road. And then you press the Y button once you've created a place to go to in your map. And it'll automatically take you there.
Is the Assassin's Creed only on Xbox, or is it on everything?
It's on everything. I don't think it's on Switch, but it's on PS4 and Xbox.
Well, so the main two.
Yeah, the main two.
The main two.
Only Nintendo stuff
is on the Switch.
No, that's not true. There's other stuff. They put like Doom and Wolfenstein.
Really?
And stuff like, yeah.
Yeah. The new Wolfenstein's on there. Yeah. I haven't played it yet, but yeah.
Why?
Because I played it on the Xbox.
I don't know.
I thought the Switch was like family friendly only.
No. They're trying to get away from that a little bit.
Oh.
I'm trying to make some more money. I don't know.
So what did
but
you find
the,
out?
Yeah, the original Red Dead Redemption was released in May of 2010 to PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Okay. I had it on the 360, so.
Yes.
I still remember. Do.
I never played it.
I had it on the PS3.
Well, yeah, I had to have.
Yeah. It's either that or the 360. I can't remember right now, but I know I played the fuck out of it.
Because I know it's backwards compatible again, so. Because I played a little bit of it last year.
I'm thinking about replaying the story mission again, but I'm like, eh.
That's right. I remember the undead zombie game they put out.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, yeah, the Undead Nightmare.
Undead Nightmare, there you go.
I died a lot in that game.
Oh, this one's supposed to be good.
Hopefully it's good.
There's a new Lego DC Villains game out. When that goes cheap, I'll probably pick it up and play it.
I was not impressed with the last one that I got, the Marvel Super Heroes 2.
I enjoyed it.
I'm not impressed with it.
So what are you playing right now, Kim?
I'm actually
how many hours into it are you?
100? That's a good question. No, well, maybe not quite, but I'm still playing We Happy Few. I put it down for like a week or so because I started reading a book,
that's
but I picked it back
BioShock
up.
BioShock.
It's very.
Game.
It looks like BioShock. It's a
BioShock Light.
Similar, but you know that the weird
It's BioShock in Britain.
Yes, very, very British.
Everything on that game is just British.
Yeah.
But well, it's a British game.
Yeah. No, I mean, for sure, it really is.
It was made by Compulsion Games, so.
Are they
they're the ones that started. They had a Kickstarter, and then, you know, I guess it funded, but then they were just doing a true survival where you have to constantly drink something or eat food or sleep in order to live and survive. But then Gearbox, which I'm a fan of, they kind of got together with them, put some money in. It's like, okay, we need to open it to a wider audience. And so it's they still have the survival aspect of it, but I don't like that part of it. So I don't. You don't have to eat all the time. You don't have to sleep.
So
you
what's
don't have
the
to
game
drink.
About?
You just go around. There's like three main characters. Right now I'm playing the Arthur character. Something happened to like his brother was taken away, and I'm still dealing with that. And I think I'm fixing to go into a second character, the second character. So you play like, you know, each three different characters. But I mean, it's a fun game. There are quite a bit of glitches, and I've had a couple of where it like crashed the game.
Yeah.
There's been a couple.
Recently.
Yeah, recently.
Like two or three times.
Two or three
crashed.
Times in one day. But I'm still enjoying it.
What's that other game, Carrie, you're playing? The, it's like your archaeologist superhero team.
Oh, Strange Brigade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they came out with a new update for that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I haven't played that since Spider-Man came out, truthfully.
Yeah, so they came out with a new update where it's like you go to Africa or some other places. Anyway, they added like a Pirate Island one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It seemed cool, like the trailer that I watched for it.
Okay.
That watching
if it's a free,
the art reminded
if
me
it's a free
that.
Update, yeah. I'll be down for it.
I'm pretty sure it's a free update if you own the game.
Yeah.
So they're in Africa?
So what's
no,
the game?
Like a mission or
I was
somewhere.
About to say, was it raining?
Only in the Mount Kilimanjaro.
If your gun is called Toto, I'm down. So what is, you know, I've seen you play it, but I don't really understand. Is We Happy Few, is it an action game? Is it just a walking around game? What
well,
is
no,
it?
I mean, it's an action game. I've been playing a
it's
lot of
the... a game
of
paranoia, survival, and drugged out dystopian English city in 1964.
It's like the government wants you to take this medication called Joy that makes you forget.
It's like Clockwork Orange, the video game.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
But it's a lot of walking around. I'm still doing... You know, I do like the little side missions to level up my character to where, you know, you can... Your health lasts longer, you know, you can hit harder, yada yada, you can run faster, and you won't be as noticeable to the cops or the bobbies, and just stuff like that. So I'm finally getting
Bobby.
Back onto the main missions. Not that Bobby.
I ordered a game, I've been seeing about a little bit, but Gamefly is having one of their big sales going on again. So I ordered this game called Mother Gunship. Have you heard about this?
No.
Sounds like a 90s band.
It's a 90s...
Mother Love Bone?
Mother Love Bone. So it's a 90s style, like, Doom, like, first-person shooter, but it's a bullet hell game.
Sounds like fun.
I'm like, okay, you had me at bullet hell because I love those type of games. It's
so
supposed
like
to be,
a Metal Slug, you said, right? Or no?
No, not Metal Slug.
Not quite Metal Slug? Okay.
You know, like, Gradius and just, you know,
oh, okay.
those type of shooting games where you're just, like, shit's coming at you everywhere. But it's a first-person shooter. It's supposed to be just really over the top and fun. I'm like looking forward to it.
Cool. Yeah.
That's about it. You want to talk about the concert we went to?
Go for it.
I really wish Dave was here to talk about it because we were hanging out with him.
Yeah,
that night
unless we want to.
Had a fucking blast, but we can touch upon it. I know we're going to talk about it on the next MSRcast. But so look at that drum head that's right in front of you too. It's what I got. It's really awesome. So Omnium Gatherum opened up the show.
They are finished, correct?
Did they do that?
Yeah, they did that. They did that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I bet they spent a lot of time writing their own name.
Apparently. I mean, it was worthwhile.
And it was the singer, correct,
that
did that?
Yeah. Moonspell played...
The Burning Cold.
That's the new album.
Of Omnium?
Yep, Omnium Gatherum.
And they did that too?
Yeah.
Man, they spent some time on that shit. That looks good.
It's awesome. We'll have to put a picture in the show note or something. But
who drew it?
The singer.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, so that all around the edge of that little thing is their logo. So apparently they do it live, too. You go like that, and that's the Onion Gathering logo. So instead of doing the metal sign, you do that. Which
felt,
is cool. You hold
little,
the metal sign in both hands and point it at each other on the side. It's
I was
cool.
like, why are they doing that? Because I've never really seen them before.
Yeah,
and I realized, I'm like, oh, duh.
Yeah,
that's
it's their saying, like the Witchery W, you know?
Can he do it in Sharpie?
I guess. I don't know.
It looks like it's Sharpie.
Like mixed Sharpie and pen.
Yeah, maybe. It's really awesome looking.
It is cool.
They blew me away. They did a really fucking amazing job.
Is this the same show?
Yep, that's the show right there. Omnium Gatherum were amazing. I can't say enough good things about that band. One of my favorite Finnish mellow death bands right now. Amorphous, fucking killer.
Awesome.
I wish they were headlining instead of Dark Tranquility so Amorphous got to play longer. But if you know, the new album...
Y'all were debating about that last time. So Dark Tranquility
headlined.
Dark Tranquility, yeah.
Yeah, they were headlining. But, I mean, Amorphous got to play a long time, a long set. They played about 13 songs. And
that's a long set.
About seven of them were from the new album. Six or seven from the new album, which is, spoiler alert, but one of my albums of the year.
Album of the year.
Queen of Time, one of my favorite albums. Maybe the last 5 years right now.
Wow. Right behind Bortnagar, right?
Maybe.
3 years running. Album of the year.
Maybe. But I really love Queen of Time.
It came out 3 years ago, and it's still the best album of the
for
year.
For her.
For me, at least. Oh. Yes, album of the year, 3 years running.
That's my joke. Good album this year. We're going to get into that later, but I mean, there's still...
We got a few months.
We still got more albums coming out, too.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. It's crazy.
All right, then.
We'll get more into that show, talking about it when Dave comes back, because I really want to talk to him, get really detailed into it, but such a killer show.
Did Justin get to make it?
No, he did not.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a night where that thing happened.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the same thing happened to me, too.
Yeah.
So. Awesome. AC going out.
Happened to me last year.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Not fun at all.
You have to have AC here.
Yeah, or a heater.
One
or the other.
Yeah. There's never an in-between here.
There's never a moment where you could just turn it off. It's right. Just leave it alone.
It's either 90 fucking degrees outside or 50
or
degrees.
40 or less, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a great time with that show. Omnium Gatherum really fucking blew me away. And Amorphous, oh, that's so fucking amazing.
Cool.
I'm going to a show this weekend, Saturday, which I'm sort of disappointed a little bit. Wolfheart. Enjoy a lot.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And Morris Principium Est are playing.
Oh, good.
And then there's another, the headliner band is the Karak Angren. They're sort of Demi Borgir style.
Karak Angren?
Angren. A-N-G-R-E-N.
It's like, so Crocs are angry.
C-A-R-A-C-H A-N-G-R-E-N. Karak Angren. They're okay. They're not my favorite, but Wolfheart's only doing like a half an hour set.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I'm
that's
really
not cool.
Bummed about that. But I really want to go. I want to go see them live. I want to support them. I want to buy a t-shirt. And probably with Morris Principium Est, too. I like those guys a lot, too. They need another Finnish metal band on this tour, and I'd have been happy. if Omnium Gatherum and Amorphous were on that tour with Wolfheart and Morris Principium Est.
Best tour of the year.
Best tour of the year.
Finnish as hell.
Wait. Let me finish. That's what I would call it.
Let you finish.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to move on to George Hates Metal, then what's Tickling Our Geek?
Let's do it.
All right. And we are back to the show, George Hates Metal. So, George hates some metal.
It's not true.
George hates all metal?
No.
Most?
Not even.
A little metal?
Maybe a little metal.
Okay. Got it. George hates a little metal. The band that we picked this episode is Venomous Maximus, right from here in Houston, Texas.
Local band.
Local band. Local flavor. Because... Number one, we talked about Venom, so we want to keep on that Venomous scene a little bit.
We do.
Aww.
And number two, I have the Venomous Maximus Firewalker hot sauce right in front of me from Big Daddy Trevi, the bass player of the band. This is a hot sauce company that does the Goat Whore and the Venomous Maximus. Good, good shit. I tell you.
So there is a theme, obviously. I see this theme.
What's that?
stuff that should have stayed in the 90s.
That's not the 90s.
Just joking.
Okay. I'm going to have some.
Okay.
So what did you think of Venomous Maximus?
What can I say? I think it was interesting, is what I would like to say. The singer, in the very beginning, it reminded me of something I should hear in the 80s. So it's like they took a vocalist from a group from the 80s, like a goth group from the 80s.
I can see that.
And then they mixed it with a metal group of from the late 2000s. And that's what you got. That's where it reminds me of.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Do you like them?
It's not bad. I don't know how much of that I can listen to all day, but it was pretty good. I mean, I wasn't annoyed. So there's that. Thumbs up on you guys.
All right. So, yeah, Venomous Maximus, they are from here in Houston, Texas. Their albums follow an element theme, as the band are planning to release one album for each: light, fire, wind, and water.
And after that, they're done?
I don't know. Probably not.
What album are they on now?
This is their third full-length album.
So they got two more, and then they're done.
Maybe.
Then they can do the alphabet like Morbid Angel was doing.
So they're genre-ed, if you want to have to put stuff in a genre. They're heavy doom metal, horror. They sing to like occultism, that type of stuff. So very much in that retro, you know, stoner doom stuff that's very, very popular now.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I guess it has that vibe to it, I guess. I can see that.
I'm trying to look up similar artists, stuff like Grand Magus, Sword, stuff like that,
I
you know?
I like Sword quite a bit, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Their latest album was alright, but...
I don't know if I've heard of it. It came out this year, right?
Yeah, it came out just this year, yeah.
Any good?
There's some songs that are really good, and the majority of them are like, huh.
It's been a couple of albums.
You could have tried
actually
a little harder. You could have, like, kept...
And they're from Austin, too, right?
Yeah,
they're a local
are.
Band.
They're a local-ish band. Texas local.
So, now that we're talking about metal, what metal bands have you discovered recently?
Recently? Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot. I need to look what I've been playing.
What about you, Kim? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Well, I'd say because of the I was going to say the Omnium Gatherum show. I'll say the Amorphous show.
You became a fan of them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed them.
You're awesome.
So definitely, I actually, the next day when I went to work, was, you know, listening to them on Spotify. So definitely.
The new album from Omnium Gatherum is The Burning Cold. It just came out a month or two ago. It was pretty recent.
Yeah. And we definitely love our Finnish metal.
We do. Go ahead.
I haven't really been listening. Oh, I take that back. I listened to the new High on Fire album.
I saw
pretty
the video.
Good.
Yeah.
My only complaint about High on Fire, and I think this is go for all their albums, like four songs in, you kind of forget what song you're on.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
starts to blend together a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like, wait, is this song, it's the same song?
Do you like Sleep?
No, I do not. I tried listening to them.
I like Sleep. I really enjoy Sleep.
Not the actual
not that,
physical
oh,
act.
Not that Sleep. Okay.
The band. And they're coming here in December.
I'm not really a big Sleep fan. I tried listening to one of their albums and wasn't...
It's, you know, it's the same singer, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to like both of his bands. That's
no,
all right.
That's all right. Give me the thrash version of his band. Okay. Sleep is not the thrash version.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a doomier version.
Yeah. And I guess I'm not a doom fan. I think that's what it really comes down to. I like stoner metal, I guess.
Yeah.
But not a doom stoner metal, if that makes any sense.
Have you listened to any of the more of the Wind Hand?
No. Not since that one time here.
Yeah. The full length just came out like a few weeks ago. It's really, really good. I think you would enjoy it. It's definitely '90s. It's like doom with a female vocalist meets like '90s like alternative. You know, like what's the terminology? I can't think of like the Seattle scene. You know,
grunge.
Grunge. Thank
era.
You.
We talked. About
yeah,
that
we talked all about it.
One,
yeah.
I also listened to this band called Halas or Halas. I don't know how to pronounce their name. They have the two dots over their A, so I don't know what sound I'm
supposed
to make.
I know who you're talking about.
Who else have I been listening to? Been listening to a lot of Elder.
Really?
And a lot of Arcadia, if I'm saying that.
I don't know them. How do you spell that?
A-R-C-A-G-E-A.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
Interesting.
Yep. And then I've also been listening to a lot. This person is not a metal singer, but I find her music fascinating. Her name is Zola Jesus. And she is a magnificent voice, and she's doing something really different that I haven't heard. And if anybody likes music in general, I think they should just listen to it at least once.
Okay. What's the name?
Her name is Zola Jesus.
Zola Jesus. Okay.
Interesting name.
Yeah. She kind of mixes like industrial rock with opera.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out.
All right. I've been listening to the new, I got the new promo for Annika van Giersbergen. This album's coming out. It's like a live album. It's all done with an orchestra. There's like, it's really good. And it's like stuff from her whole career. Solo stuff and stuff from The Gathering and stuff from like the last album. Like two or three songs from that Ver album. Mm-hmm. V-U-U-R.
Can I ask? Is she sitting in a chair?
She does not sit in a chair on this album.
They don't play that song?
I wish she did.
They don't play that song?
No.
Duh, really?
No.
Disappointed.
Also, I forgot to mention, I don't know if they're technically a metal, but they were in my metal like shuffle playlist that I came across as being. I would consider them more heavy punk or anything, or something along those lines. Is this group called Brutus?
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'd dig them.
Crust punk?
I guess.
Are they crunk?
They have heavy, they have metal overtones.
Yeah,
but
like crossover more?
Yeah, like, but it's more punk in my opinion.
Okay.
I've been checking out the new Behemoth.
I've also tried listening to that.
Tried? You don't like it?
I like some songs. I just don't like all of it. Like,
do you like old Behemoth?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I figured, like, Justin, like, boasted so much about it, I figured I'd give it a shot. And I was like, oh, this is a good song. Oh, this is kind of a boring song. Oh, this is kind of a good song. Oh, this is kind of boring again. And then, like, there's times where it's just, like, I can't understand what's going on in the music. So I just kind of like, meh, after a while.
And this is probably one of the new Behemoths. What's the name of it? It's a weird name. Something
I loved you at your darkest.
I loved you at your worst or darkest or something like that.
I think
it's
something like that.
I'd say it's probably one of the most friendlier album they've done. Mm-hmm. It's very, you know, if somebody if you say, hey, check out this extreme metal band, it's extreme metal for people that don't really listen to a lot of extreme metal.
So it's somebody's entry
you know what I mean?
Level. Somebody's
and I'm not saying that in
album.
Any kind of bad way at all.
So you're calling them all metal? Is that what you're calling
No.
You're calling them all metal, dude.
No, not calling them like something
Hot
Horizon.
Topic metal?
Yeah.
Verizon Wireless presents Behemoth.
I could see that.
Okay.
They do have Behemoth shirts at the mall. Hot Topic.
So
I've
wrong.
Really?
That's so wrong.
Well, it's not like that's a rock.
I like
exposing kids.
I like Nurgle a lot. He's amazing.
He's smart.
Urkel?
Nurgle. Not Urkel.
Oh, I thought you said Urkel.
Yes, no. Steve Urkel.
Did you know Steve Urkel was in a Behemoth? It's amazing.
That would have been news to me.
And Steve Urkel's Polish?
Yeah, he is Polish.
Wow.
I don't know if it's not my favorite Behemoth album, but it's there's a couple of really good songs on there, but
there's a one that has like an orchestra children background to it. I really enjoy that song quite a bit. And then
they're saying God
dog,
in different languages. God equals dog.
Dog equals God or God equals dog. One or the other. Those are good. I like those two songs for sure. Those are the songs that stand out the most in my brain at the moment.
I guess I'm not a big fan of this band, but I want to say rest in peace to the guitar player from All That Remains.
Yeah.
Passed away today.
Oh,
yeah. They don't really know. They said it was an accident at home. From the last thing I read, they found him.
Quote unquote accident?
No. I don't know.
Like he tripped and fell and landed on his own knife?
No. They found him in a pond.
I just saw that on Blabbermouth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he drowned.
Yeah, well,
of course, what
Oli Herbert is his name. Oli, O-L-I. He was 44 years old.
44.
Wow, yeah. Same. Yeah.
Don't say it.
I didn't.
You were thinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was found dead in a pond, is what the last article says.
Think someone like iced him and then tossed him in a pond?
I don't think so.
Probably not. Just
no,
just
I think it was just
health reasons.
Maybe he passed out and
landed in a pond.
Landed in a pond and drowned. I don't know until more information comes out.
Wow,
that's sad.
It sucks to go out that way.
Yeah,
it's so young too.
Apparently, I listened to him a little bit on Spotify today. I know they did that Nevermore cover.
Oh, the one
Believe
that I
probably,
the one I shit on, yes.
But apparently a couple years ago, or the last album, they did a country cover, The Thunder Rolls or something.
Garth Brooks.
I was like, what are they doing?
Well, having fun.
I guess.
That's what you're supposed to do when you're making music.
Next, Children of Bodom will cover it, too. Right next to the Britney Spears song they covered.
Children of Bodom?
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
That's right.
So wrong.
So, is there any band you can recommend to our listeners? I know your favorite.
All the bands.
All the bands. All the bands. From Norway and Finnish.
Yeah. Finland, Norway,
all the
Sweden.
Melodic death metal bands.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, actually, let's say that.
I don't know if I mentioned it enough on this show, but I keep listening to Orbit Culture's new album.
Yeah.
I think it's called Red Frog. There's only 5 songs on it, but goddamn, what a good album. It's a good, like, it's a good workout album. It's a good, like, to get me through my boring train ride commute album. So I don't know if I mentioned it enough. I really probably don't. And no
Orbit Culture,
really, yeah. Yeah, no one really cares. But
does it keep your mouth clean?
Yeah. It's all about that culture.
Ding.
Yeah.
I've been really jamming the new Skull
album.
Their
videos suck, though.
Really?
Goddamn. They're so stereotypical, like metal videos. It hurts how stereotypical their music video is.
I'm surprised you like the band after that.
It's like him walking so slowly in like a quarry, and they're like playing they're playing their song in a quarry and shit.
Yeah, the new Skull album is really, really good. And what else have I been listening to? The new Brainstorm. I like them a lot.
Yeah, they come up with a lot of ideas about.
They get together and they come up with a lot of ideas and make new albums all the time. It's great.
I'm going to say one. Speaking of finish, or letting you finish, or letting me finish, another
big Wait.
I'm going to let you finish.
You're going to let me finish. Don't Kanye me.
Talk about that finish.
Let's talk about that.
Speaking about Kanye, Jesus Christ, did you see that?
Yes. We're not going to Kanye.
No. Holy shit, what a kind of craze ball has he became.
He's always
been that way. He's just, now it's just really coming out.
No, I think he's legit bipolar. Like,
he's got to be.
It makes sense if he is.
Yeah. Go ahead now. Continue.
I was going to say, speaking of Finnish, a band, it's one of my favorite Finnish bands, I'd say. And I just got back into them the other day. It was Sentenced. That's always one of those good old reliable if I want something heavy.
Sentenced.
Like they're sentenced
like a sentence
to death.
Like Sentenced.
Yes. I think you would actually enjoy them.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want
to they're very catchy. Very.
Yeah, they are very catchy.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
They're no longer together. They broke up and the guitar player passed away.
No, I'm so upset. It was one of those bands like always bands like, oh, I wanted one certain band I wanted
to see.
I never got to see. They are my band.
15 minutes at a New Jersey Metal Fest with Troy.
Yeah.
And we're watching them and then like they fucking turned the power off. They're like, okay.
They were too metal.
It was 2 a.m. It hit 2 a.m. They're like,
and they were too metal for the morning.
Too metal.
Too much metal, and
they
like,
all
we got
over.
Shut this
they got
down.
To play for 15 minutes. I was like, "Fuck!"
But at least you got to stay for 15 minutes. I never got the chance.
That's true, I guess.
But yeah, I mean, I just listened to like a Cold White Light again and the Funeral album. Those are the ones I listened to like over
Cold
and
White
over
Light
and over
is
again.
A really good album.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's definitely maybe we should make a George Hates Metal on that one sometime.
We should.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
We could do.
No, we have to remember.
We can do it again right now.
We have the technology.
We have the technology. We can make that happen. All right, so let's think about what we're what's going to be tickling our geeks and get into it.
Yeah. So come now to another time with us to talk about
time and space.
Time and space and Whovian things and dance electronica and
no.
And, things that tickle our little geeks. It's what's tickling our little geeks this week? Carrie?
We should let our guest start.
Oh, so that's me, right?
That would be
okay,
you.
Okay, that'd be me. Well, it's something I've been excited for, and this is the third week is happening. But the
there's two episodes out already.
Two episodes, yeah, of Doctor Who.
Wow,
with the new Doctor Jodie Whittaker.
Who?
Jodie Whittaker is the new Doctor.
Oh,
who?
I know her from Attack the Block.
And you'll know if you've watched.
Was she in that movie?
Yeah, she was the only lady in that movie, actually.
It's been a while since I've
seen
the
only white lady in that movie.
She was also in Broadchurch, so that's where
I didn't ever watch Broadchurch.
If you're David Tennant fans, then you know you watched Broadchurch, and that's where a lot of people know her from.
I'm a David Tennant fan because of DuckTales.
And that's awesome, too.
True.
But yeah, I'm really excited. Of course, you know, female doctor. So this is third episode will be on Sunday, and I believe it has to do with Rosa Parks. So that should be interesting to see how that pans out.
Like the back of the bus, Rosa Parks?
Is there another one?
Probably not.
Yeah, that Rosa Parks. Because usually they do, like, they'll deal with, like, Shakespeare, Van Gogh, or Van Gogh, however you pronounce his name. People like that. So this time it's Rosa Parks. So
okay.
Should be really cool. I'm excited.
Do you like in the series so far?
Oh, so far, yes, definitely. I like her a lot. You know, it's just, you know, there's so much negativity people have, but it's just they just don't either give it a chance, or because she's a female, or because, like, when a new doctor starts, there's always haters.
Really? I've heard nothing but good things about her.
But then after it started, in the first episode, it's been nothing pretty much but praise, but there's always going to be some trolls.
Oh, well.
There's always trolls. But, I mean,
there's always trolls.
There is.
Under the bridge.
I wish we could put them under the bridge.
But they go away when the sun comes
They need to be under
out.
The bridge with no Wi-Fi.
Cool.
But yeah.
I've watched them with you, so I know.
Yes, you do.
How do you like it, Carrie?
It's Doctor Who-ish. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Doctor Who, but I enjoy it. I watch it.
You tolerate it for me.
I tolerate it for you. But, you know, it's fun. There was this last episode. The first episode was like they just ripped it out of like Predator. Like they had that Predator character from another planet.
Tim Shaw.
If you've seen the episode, you know what I'm talking about. It's Predator. Come on.
Was it a giant vagina mouth monster?
Actually, I thought more like Predator meets Dead Space.
Well, the outfit
from Dead Space.
But
yes.
his goal was to come here to hunt people and
true. And that
In the second episode, they were on a planet somewhere.
Wow, that never happened.
Well, it was right because the first episode
they wound up in space, and then they had to do that.
You just
race
explained
or something.
Every Doctor Who episode ever.
They're on some planet,
and they found the TARDIS. Okay,
yeah. So the first episode, the Doctor's basically figuring out who she is, and the second one, we finally got to see the TARDIS, which it seems cool. You know, of course, the first episode we got to see this new sonic screwdriver. So,
what's the new sonic screwdriver look like?
A screwdriver, but sonic.
It's silver and.
There's a little curve to it.
Is it cool?
I think it's cool. You know, I'm more of a fan of it, iconic-y
cool, or is it just cool because it's different?
It's cool. I mean, I'm more a fan of the Matt Smith, I think, sonic screwdriver, or the David Tennant's, but it's cool. I think it'll take a while to get used to.
All right.
Cool. Doctor Who?
Who?
Is a female now.
Who?
Who?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Doctor She?
When?
Why?
Who?
Why?
Where?
Because I love you.
Aww. Fucking liar.
Only on the weekend.
Okay. you want me to go next?
Yeah, it's your turn, man.
So one of the birthday presents I got is a book that
what?
I'm really looking
Books
really
are not cool.
Reading
this book
is hard.
Is actually reading is fun. Demental. There's the screwdriver. This is the book that my wife got me for one of my birthday presents, and it is called Heavy Duty, Days and Nights in Judas Priest by K.K. Downing.
Yes.
And apparently, I'm a big Judas Priest fan, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes dirt in this book, because, you know, he's no longer in the band, and this whole spiel, and... I'm looking forward to hearing his side and some of the stories, what really happened, you know?
Mm.
So it looks fun. It's I've read the prologue earlier today, and it is written in a way where it's not overly, you know, boring. Because some of these type books can be boring, like biography type stuff, but this is an autobiography from him. So I'm looking forward to it.
So, yeah, we're interesting to find out. I guess he potentially says what happened.
Why he got kicked out. Yeah. And
kicked out of Priest, so that's kind of like, you know, there's always, they say three sides to every story, but this is what his...
Oh, I see what you did there.
This is his story, so that'll be really
interesting. Because he didn't ram it down?
Oh, I don't know that song.
Oh. Sorry. Well, it doesn't work if you don't know the song.
Sorry, I don't know the song.
Because
don't be a,
he wasn't a painkiller. He wasn't helping for leather. That was the problem.
Song? It's an album and a song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't be a painkiller, dude.
I'll try not to be.
I don't know. It's getting late. Maybe we should be leaving after midnight.
What?
No. You want to go home soon? You want to be heading out to the highway? We can do this all night.
Is he breaking the law or is he actually washing the dog?
He's washing the dog.
Ooh, some Beavis and Butthead for you.
That's right. But yeah, that's what I'm...
Yeah, in a long time.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Actually, doing some reading.
Like an old man.
Like an old man.
Getting
that's right.
Edumacated on some metal.
Edumacation on... I have been watching a lot of YouTube music videos lately. Yeah. And I came across this Russian dance electronica group. The music is not great.
No, it's definitely not.
But god damn it if they're not hilarious and super inventive with their music videos. Their music videos make it worth punishing through their music.
Like I said, I saw somebody post one of their music videos on Facebook. No audio. I enjoyed the video. I didn't even know there was music to it. So,
so the group is called Little Big. They're a group out of Russia. And yeah, like I said, they make dance electronic music. And they have a lot of videos. They're definitely making music videos cool again, in my opinion. And
it's like that other band you like, Ninja Sex Party. There you go.
Yeah, they're awesome too.
But their videos are funny.
Yeah, their videos are funny, but this is like weird.
Yeah,
and cool, and shot really well.
Yeah,
and with decent graphics and stuff.
The video, the first one we watched where they're just doing that weird hand motion the whole time.
Dance.
Some weird dance, yeah.
All right.
It was hilarious because they did it for everything. Like taking a shower, drinking water.
That wasn't water he was drinking. That was vodka.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he wasn't really
I was trying to think
vodka.
Of what it reminded me of. It kind of reminded me of the Saturday Night Live skit with the two brothers with the...
Watubi brothers or something like that.
So that's what it reminded me of.
Night at the Roxbury?
Night at the Roxbury, yes.
Yeah.
So anyway,
repetitive motion
Watubi,
and sets
what
of music.
What are their names?
I honestly don't recall what their names... I don't think I ever really knew what their names were. Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
So they've been like hailed as like Russia's version of Dire Antwood.
Okay.
Is that how you pronounce them? Dire Antwood?
D-Antwood?
I don't know.
I've never heard of them.
But you know who they are.
I know
South
who they
African
are.
Okay, yeah, W-O-R-D.
Dire Antwood.
Yeah, sure.
Dire Antwood.
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever.
I know who they are.
Dire Antwood.
I've never heard them before, though.
You never listen to music?
No.
It's atrocious. It's worse than what we just listened
to. Oh, wow. Then I don't want to.
But
way to build them up.
Yeah, but their music, I mean, their music videos are like creepy and cool, and they're just some interesting individuals.
Okay.
So there you go. That's what I've been doing lately.
You know, I did
and
read
that's
today.
What I'm looking forward to is watching more videos of that.
Yeah.
Something else I'm sort of looking forward to, more Disney Funko Pops, unfortunately. They're doing that weird...
you're addicted?
Unfortunately for our
to the Disney Parks ones, yes, I am. They're apparently doing like some of the diamond ones. Like they're doing like the diamond orange bird. But one of the ones coming out on the 28th or 26th, something like that, end of the month, they're doing the redhead from Pirates of the Caribbean. So
that makes sense.
Didn't they change
really
her to where
they
she...
They did.
Yeah.
Now she's a pirate. Now she's not being sexualized.
Not being sold.
And
yeah.
not being sold
off for sex.
Hashtag Me Too Pirate.
No.
Is that what they can put on the box?
No.
No.
They should.
I don't know. It's kind of a cool idea. I think I'd maybe pick it up.
They also, Disney did that whole tiki thing.
Oh, the hat box.
Hat box tiki thing.
They have...
jump all over that.
It's impossible to get.
Well, I think you have to be at the parks to actually get them, so it's not like you can order it
online,
correct?
People have them on eBay, and there's
Mercari,
but... Well, yes, but
I'm going to spend $200.
No, I'm not spending $100 on it either.
Well, no.
Is it not worth it, though, Carrie?
No.
How much is your love for Haunted Mansion run?
Not $100.
$105.
That's messed up, man.
I want to look it up right now on eBay. So it's the... Hat box.
There's two different versions of it. There's the Disneyland and the Disney World version of
it. Okay.
One version has the head in the box. The other one, he actually has the head on his shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I see one. It's going for 90. That's not it.
90, not it.
Not it.
Not it. 1, 2, 3.
Hatbox Ghost. Okay.
But they started selling, was it yesterday? Correct? When it went on sale?
The new one went on sale.
The Disneyland, I think, one started.
Cheapest one I see is $85.
That's not bad.
One's going for $249.
Ooh.
Nobody's buying it, though.
For that price. $85 is for one of them.
One of $250, $100. Yeah, $66, which isn't bad. Eh.
Now, how much do they cost when you actually
It'll go down in price eventually. If you're,
was it at...
Well, they're not making them anymore. It was like a one-day thing. There's a limited number of them.
Is it really a limited number?
That's what they said on the article. Okay. I think there's like 1,000 or 1,500 of them or something like that.
Okay.
What, do you pick it up at the Trader Sam's?
So they're like a... Yeah. Bless you.
Excuse me.
So they're
that
like...
That price made me sneeze.
Super yeah. collectible.
Okay. That's true. Oh, wow. I'm looking at... There's another app that I found called Mercari. Do you know that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Somebody had one on there for $25.
And wow. Someone bought it.
It sold like that, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, how much was it? I thought it cost more than that initially.
The cheapest one they have on there is about $100.
Well, it's $25 to like starting bid, right?
No, this isn't a bid site, Mercari. It's different. The people put it on there and you can make an offer. Like, so say somebody has it for $100, I can make an offer for $80 if I wanted to. They don't have to accept it. But sure. It's not a bidding site like eBay, sort of.
So it was like $25 with $100 shipping.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's how they're going to get you. Yeah, I'll sell it for $25. Let's see how much is the one that's over $25. How much was the shipping on it? $980. Wow, this guy didn't know what he had, okay. Apparently.
Yeah, apparently he didn't care. Or he bought super too many of them.
Maybe. I think you're only allowed to buy one or two.
Yeah, I think it was one per customer.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'll keep an eye out, but I don't know if I can afford that right now.
I figured it was right up your alley, man.
It is.
You were like, oh, man, I want this in my life. Figured you'd be drinking all the time out of it.
I might. So, yeah, I see there's two different versions of it, too.
Which version do you like more?
The head in the box?
The head in the box, probably.
Yeah.
That's the Disney World one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a shame they didn't mass produce that, because you know people would have...
They do that all the time. They make stuff that's...
Yeah.
Limited quality. Even the Funkos they put out, they don't understand. Like, the last one, the Doom Buggy one that I got, apparently, I was listening to another podcast, and they went later in the afternoon, like around 1 o'clock, and they were gone, because they were letting people buy 10 at a time. And then people had, like, their whole family, like, their 4 or 5
well,
people each buying
10. Well, I mean, you can't control
10.
That if it's one per person, and, you know, there's... Yeah.
Two per person makes sense. Three at the most.
You just have the rest of your family to each buy two or three, and you have like.
Yeah, but still, but why would you? Why would one person need to buy 10 unless they're not going to just go resell them for a profit?
Well, that's what they're doing,
That's what they're doing, but that's the most annoying part about any kind of collectibles, you know.
Well, it just makes it hard for people like us who just want to collect one.
Yeah, and I don't live anywhere nearby, so I can't get up early in the morning and go wait in line to pick it up.
It would be a long drive just for.
It'd be a long drive just to get that. It's worth the extra $25 to pay on eBay at that point. But, yeah.
I'm also super excited. I got sneak preview tickets to go see the new Fantastic Beasts movie.
Did you?
Oh, cool.
I did.
That's going to be... It looks fun.
Yeah, it looks good. Like, I liked the last one. I just didn't love it. It could have been better.
Yeah, I agree.
There were some things I didn't like about it. But for the most part,
I read the article with Johnny Depp... saying while he was still in the movie that J.K. Rowling, that's her name, didn't kick him out because, you know, he was accused of spousal abuse and all that, but it's never been proven. It's not, he's like, it's not a proven thing. I didn't do it. It's just, he's been accused of it still. So, you know, I did see a preview for a really shitty preview for Hellboy.
What?
The David Harbour Hellboy.
Saw a trailer?
They released a trailer at
New
York
Comic
Con.
Or the trailer
was
shitty?
The quality of somebody's cell phone sort of at an angle.
Oh, well, yeah,
Comic-Con.
I feel like that's what it's going to be, yeah.
And it's already been pulled down. I saw it early this morning.
And? What do you have to report?
It looks cool. You can't really see the design too well, but there's a couple of really funny lines, which I don't remember what they are right now. But
I'm really jealous of all the people who got free posters. Yeah. That poster look epic. I'm not sure I understand.
Siri doesn't understand.
Understand
why.
It,
Siri, it's an awesome looking poster. That's all you have to know. Wow. It comes out, what, January, right? So not too far. I'm sure we'll be getting a trailer soon. We got to get a trailer soon.
I would assume they would release it before Halloween.
Maybe. When is the release date?
Maybe with the Halloween movie or even Fantastic Beasts will have a trailer.
Who's putting it out? What company's putting it out?
That's a good question. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't.
It's 2019.
I don't know either.
Correct.
April 12th, 2019. They moved it from January. Okay. It's Lionsgate. So, stars Mila Jovovich.
Didn't they do the first two?
I don't know. It's loosely based on the series The Wild Hunt and The Storm and the Fury, which I have. They're both good.
I'm just sad that I'm not going to see the arc that Guillermo had intended. You know what I want him to do? I know it's not going to happen.
The Haunted Mansion?
Well, no. What I would
that's
like...
never going to happen.
Well, yeah, that's never going to happen either. What I would like to happen for the Hellboy 3 is that they release it in a comic book form. I think Guillermo...
They wrote a script, right?
Yeah, the script's ready to go for what I understand. They just need to shoot it. And I just... At this point, I just want to know what the story was going to be. Like, I wanted to know what was going to be the finale for
Guillermo del Toro. Great. It's legendary AF.
Oh, the poster that they were giving out at New York Comic Con is different. Yeah, they had, like, all the characters in the new movie.
It stars David Harbour, Mila Jovovich, Ian McShane, and Daniel Day-Kim. Apparently, Mila Jovovich is the bad guy, the Blood Queen.
Yeah, she's a witch.
Yep. You don't know her that well. You can't call her that.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
She was in Resident Evil.
That's true.
Yeah, but was she multi-class?
She was a clone in that, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Well, there are many.
Right.
I only seen the first two, and I stopped after that.
You didn't see number, how many
20,
were there? 8?
Whatever.
5, 7?
7, maybe?
I don't even remember how many there were, to be honest. 20, so.
They all.
I've watched all of them, though.
Watched them all. They're like all one big blur, though. You know what's not a big blur? Our sponsor.
Hey, now.
You want to talk about it?
You seemed like you were going in that direction.
Well, if you're looking to pre-order any Funko Pops, or get anything rare from companies like Banpresto or Artifacts or Bandai, I know where you can go.
Where?
You can go to...
The internet.
Yes.
What the fuck's the internet?
What the fuck's the
internet? Tantrumcollectibles.com. And I know what else you can do.
What else can you do?
If you want to save 10% on your order, you know what you can do?
What can you do?
Put in this code. You know what the code is?
I'm going to guess something to do with Metal Geeks.
That's exactly right. That's
what?
The code.
I'm guessing there's something to do with Metal Geeks.
Or for short, you just put Metal Geeks.
That's a lot easier.
A little bit easier.
Not a lot, but a little.
That's it. So check out our sponsor, and I want to thank you guys for hanging out tonight. Thanks, Kim, for being on the show. We should have you on more often. It's not like you have to go very far.
I don't know. That was a long walk from the couch.
From the other room.
I know, right?
That's
get off the
difficult.
Couch. That's
I have to
pretty
put
difficult.
Down my Xbox
and then,
controller.
Like, she's like also our researcher for things when we're not sure what the call thinks.
Well, she's still researching at the same time.
Multitasking.
That's right.
Multitasking.
So you can find us on all of our social media at Metal Geeks on the Instagram, the Twitters, and the Facebook.
You can find the Facey Space.
Find us on our website at metalgeeks.net. That's where you can find all the show notes, all that good information. You can find us on iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, subscribe to us there. Review and like us. You can find us all as well on Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you get podcasts. Really.
What about Winamp? Can we get you on Winamp?
You will be able to get us on Winamp soon.
Oh, my God. So stupid.
Oh, come on.
Winamp is making a
Metallica
win return.
Metallica minis I had back on Winamp back in the early 2000s,
right.
Late 90s.
And I made a Winamp
skin
nice. For Mainstream Resistance back in the day.
Yes, I think I remember that.
Mainstream Resistance?
Mm.
Which was my old fanzine, which is now a podcast, which is MSRcast, which you can find on this very same channel.
What is... Podcast?
Pod.
What the
cast.
Fuck's a podcast?
You stick it in your pod and then you cast it.
You stick it in your...
Is it like the radio?
It's like the radio, but for the millennium people. For the cool people. The hipsters.
Where can I hear this radio for hipsters?
In your ears.
Your ear holes.
Your ear holes.
No, Carrie, you're supposed to... This is the moment where you say, oh, let me tell you where you can get our shit.
Like, I just did. iTunes.
Oh, let me tell you where you
can get your
shit. Yeah, but you can do more, like...
I just literally did that. Okay. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify,
yep.
And other places where you can find podcasts.
I don't understand.
Download and listen.
Oh, okay.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do.
Download, plug in, shut up.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Before we go, what about you? Where's your bullshit?
My you're not wrong. It is all bullshit. I am on all social medias, George Tripsas. It's TRIPSAS. And if you want to hear me bullshit some more, I also bullshit a lot with Justin and Andy on the Mind Fudge comedy podcast.
You guys do bullshit a lot, don't you?
We sure do. That's what the whole show's about. Yeah. Really. Just shit and bullshit. And then we bullshit about the shit.
That's right.
And then sometimes we talk about poop.
Okay. At least you're keeping it clean.
Sort of. I'm barely. And then also I write a comic book with Justin. It's called Speak No Evil. Issue 3 is currently out, and we're currently working on 4, trying to get that Kickstarter prepared. We're just not there yet, but we're getting there.
And you're going to be at an event soon for Halloween?
Well, Justin will be there. I will not be able to make it. Oh. I unfortunately have another prior engagement. I did not realize that I had my dates mixed up. So I will have some stuff signed. And those who come to Horrorfest will get a special signed version from Justin.
This was at Third Planet?
At Third Planet on Halloween Comic Fest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on from 10 a.m. till close. And I unfortunately will not be able to make it. But we will have plenty of copies, and I will sign as much as I can. And for those who get there early, we'll get some versions with a very special signed version from me.
You draw some penises on it or something, right?
Something like that.
Okay, he's going to spell his name F-U.
Yes.
All righty. Well, thanks for tuning in to episode number 155 of Metal Geeks Podcast. I have been one of your hosts, your ghost host.
I see what you did there.
I heard what you did there.
I'm Carrie the Metal Geek along with
George motherfucking Tripsis
and
Kim, the girl from the other room.
Are we doing the show again? I don't understand.
No, we're starting over again.
Oh, okay.
Welcome
to episode 155.
Hey.
See ya.
Oh, geez.
And, keep it metal.
And always keep it geeky.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
The Avengers Assemble Podcast from White Rocket Entertainment. Creator and fan interviews and discussion about Marvel's Avengers comics, movies, and everything else. From Van Allen Plexico and the Jarvis Heads of AvengersAssemble.net, creators of the best-selling Assembled books and the most fanatical Avengers fans on the face of the earth.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.